Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Today, we're diving into something that affects all of us at some point. Those pesky voices in our heads that just won't shut up. You know, the ones whispering doubts, highlighting insecurities, and making you question every single decision? Yep, we're talking about negative self-talk and criticism. Ever feel like your inner critic is a relentless drill sergeant, constantly berating you for every little slip-up? You know that feeling when you're about to crush it in a presentation, but then your mind throws in a grenade of, what if I mess up? Or, everyone's going to think I'm an idiot. Trust me, I've been there. It's like having a mini drama playing out inside your head, and it can seriously sabotage your confidence and hold you back from achieving your goals. But the good news is, we're not powerless against this inner critic. We can absolutely learn to manage those negative thoughts and turn them into something positive. So buckle up, because today we're getting real about how to overcome negative self-talk and criticism, once and for all. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you silence the noise and step into your power. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts when they pop up. It's like being a detective investigating a case. You need to observe and identify the patterns. Pay attention to your inner dialogue, notice the triggers that set off those negative spirals, and become aware of the language you use against yourself. Are you calling yourself names? Putting yourself down? Recognizing these patterns is crucial because once you know what's happening, you can start to challenge it. 2. Reframe your thoughts. Instead of letting those negative thoughts run wild, try reframing them in a more positive light. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough, challenge that thought with, actually, I'm capable and I've accomplished amazing things. Remember, our thoughts are just thoughts, they don't have to be our reality. By choosing to focus on the positive, we can shift our mindset and create a more empowering experience for ourselves. 3. Treat yourself like your best friend. How would you talk to your best friend if they were having a tough time? Would you tear them down or offer words of encouragement and support? Extend that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself with compassion, understanding, and love. You deserve it. Remember, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks. It's also about treating your inner voice with respect and nurturing it with positivity. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as weaknesses, celebrate your strengths. Make a list of things you're good at, things you enjoy doing, and accomplishments you're proud of. When you focus on your positive qualities, it naturally boosts your confidence and helps you see yourself in a more favorable light. 5. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful tool for shifting your perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Whether it's a sunny day, a delicious meal, or a supportive friend, focusing on what you're grateful for can help counteract negative thoughts and cultivate a more positive outlook. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine you've been working really hard on a project at work, and you finally present it to your team. You poured your heart and soul into it, but during the presentation, you stumble over a few words. Suddenly, your inner critic starts screaming, "You were awful. Everyone thinks you messed up." But here's the thing, most people probably didn't even notice that small mistake. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, try reframing the situation. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Focus on the positive aspects of your presentation and celebrate your effort. Remember, you put in the work, and that's something to be proud of. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you overcome negative self-talk and criticism. Remember, this isn't about erasing those thoughts completely, it's about becoming aware of them, challenging their validity, and choosing to focus on the positive. You are capable of amazing things, so don't let those inner critics hold you back. What are your go-to strategies for silencing negative self-talk? Share your tips in the comments below. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Stay tuned for more inspiring conversations on Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.